Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Jerry. Good morning. Dave Lee here with Gershon Rosas, president of basketball operations for the Minnesota Timberwolves, as we continue to watch the playoffs take place down in the bubble. We're on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Gershon, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning. Good to be on.
Yeah, always great to talk to you and hear what's going on. Your thoughts on the playoffs so far, by the way? Any evaluations, anything you're seeing that you find interesting or different?
It's been great. The level of play has been very high. Those guys are out there competing. There's a high level of talent, so it's been very entertaining, and we've been watching it not only as a staff, but now that we're together here and on our campus bubble, our guys have been watching it. So it's been great to watch, and a big credit to the league and to the union and the players for going out to Orlando and making this possible.
Let's talk about that campus bubble. Tell fans what's happening with the Wolves right now.
So we're in week two of a three-week process where we've had our players here in town. First week was more of an individual setup with daily testing. We've now moved into a campus/bubble where we're in a location here downtown Minneapolis together, working at our facilities at Target Center and at our practice facility at the Mayo Court Clinics. And it's a great opportunity to come together. You know, we had a hard stop in March like everybody did around the world. And while our guys have been pretty diligent about working out in the off season, this is a great opportunity in a safe setting where we can ramp that up. We'll actually go into from one-on-one individual workouts to three-on-three and even five-on-five live competition. But even more important than that, it's great for our team to be together, for our coaches, our front office, to be able to spend some time and continue the bonding and development process of building this organization. So for us, these next 2 weeks are important as we continue to prepare for next season. And, you know, at some point, it's also good to put closure to next year and to prepare for what lies ahead for us.
Yeah, and what lies ahead for you is the number one pick.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And the league set the draft here last week. Our staff has been diligently preparing for that, and that's a big step for our organization. Another high-level talent that we can add to our group, and we can continue to build a strong foundation for not only sustainable success, but, you know, one day the ability to bring a championship here to Minnesota. It's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of effort, but you need special players like Carl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, and then you put a number one pick in there, and, you know, it makes it even more exciting.
I know, Gershon, when you started a little over a year ago now, who would have anticipated a pandemic? But I know you talked about tangible change that fans like me would see. Are you on the track that you want to be? Did the pandemic hold you up, or are you still on the plan that you had in place?
We're definitely not controlling the pandemic, but our plan is in place. Over the last 13, 14 months, we've been able to strongly not only change our roster, as we have 13 of the 15 new players, but we've changed our identity, how we play offensively, how we play defensively, how we develop players. Coach Saunders and his staff have done a great job of doing the work day in and day out. We preach to control what we can control, and the things like a pandemic you can't control, but you can do your best to work around it. And I'm very encouraged by the daily efforts of not only our players and our staff, and people don't see a lot of the early returns there because it's hard. It's, you know, it's the small things. But what we're doing day in and day out has me very confident about the foundation we're building.
Gershon, is there a clear number one pick that you'd like, or are you still working on that, or could we see some deals done?
You want me to break the news here this morning on your show? We're working through it. It's a process. We feel good about the draft. We feel good at one. We also have the 17th pick and the 33rd pick. But we've got to be in the position we're in. That's a very marketable asset, and we have to really take a look at what we can get for that pick. I think we feel confident moving forward if we draft, but if not, we're definitely going to look at every avenue to improve the team, and that means moving some of our draft picks, including number one. So we're aggressively going to look at what our options are, and come draft night, we'll either be picking or we'll be moving that pick for a very good player.
You knew I had to ask you, right?
No worries. I get that question asked every day now.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it's exciting. It's good that people are asking it. I think that's the key, is a real positive type of question. Well, Gershon, we'll stay in touch. I'll keep asking you those questions. But in the meantime, have fun in the bubble there, and hopefully we get back soon and get back to kind of the normal that we used to know in the NBA. Thanks so much.
No, thank you. And I definitely enjoy the problem of having to answer the question of who we're taking number one. That's a good position to be in, so thank you.
He is Gershon Rosas, the president of basketball operations on your radio home of the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.